Getting an early start here on the academic side of things. Classes getting started here later this month, and it looks like student council has got to drive before those classes actually begin next week.
That is correct, yeah. We have our blood drive coming up here on the 11th of August, which is 1 week from today.
What are the hours and where is the location for our blood drive?
Our blood drive is happening at the Flint Hills Mall from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, sounds good. So this is coming up here Monday next week. Do you have some of your spots already claimed here getting into next week, or are you needing a lot of folks to jump in on this and to be involved?
So for our current drive, we have 39 slots in total. We have about two-thirds of them currently filled, but even if we get all of those 39 spots filled, we love people who come in and are walk-ins, and we get as many people in there and get, like, their blood donation so that we can help as many people as possible. So even if we get all 39 filled, we'd love more.
Jax, what is the student council's role in this, and in, you know, as far as, A, putting this on for the public to help out with the drive, but also the work that you guys do here with the Red Cross in order to put this on the schedule?
So, like you said, yeah, we do a lot of trying to go out and get those donors filled. But on top of that, you'll also see me and the people on my committee there at the blood drive, and members from student council, we will be there, and we will be helping run the blood drive. And that's me and my co-chair checking people into the blood drive, making sure that, you know, the student council members are doing what they're supposed to do. We have escorts. We'll go and talk to the patients at the donation tables and making sure that people make it to the canteen area, which is where you get all of the snacks and drinks so that you get a good blood sugar level before you head out so that we don't have any incidents. So we have a couple of students running that. My sister, one of my co-chairs, she's in charge of the canteen and the escorts, and we all make sure that everything goes well.
Jax Colligan joining us here with the Emporia High Student Council blood drive taking place at Flint Hills Mall next Monday, August 11th. How many student council members are going to be kind of scurrying around here next Monday, Jax? And is it going to be a little bit weird to do this before school starts as opposed to once the calendar is actually off and rolling?
I think we have about 20 student council members signed up currently. We usually have between 6 and 8 running at any given time during the day. And it'll be a little bit odd to see them before we're actually seeing each other every single day doing classes, but I think we're all excited to be back together and helping each other out.
Jax, before we let you go here, you know, you mentioned here about the work of the student council. What are some of the different priorities that you guys may have discussed already here for this upcoming academic year for you guys? And really, what is it about student council that has kept you in the organization here the last several years?
So heading into the 2025-2026 school year, student council, we're really focused on making sure that our student body is having a good time throughout the school year, that we're engaging with our community as a whole, and that we're really helping anyone wherever we can. Different ways we do that, we make sure that we are hosting events for our senior class, that we are engaging in the community with things like food for students. We help out with them a lot. We will also do community engagement. We have a whole committee with that. And they make sure that we have opportunities to help out those in our community. We do fundraisers and things like this, blood drives, where we're helping engage in the community. And why I've stuck with it is kind of an opportunity to be a leader within my school, within my community, and getting to see the impact that we do have. And I love that opportunity where I can the impact that we have and doing good.
Sounds good. All right, Jax, remind us, A, the when and the where, and how folks can get involved here with the blood drive next week.
The when and the where. We are at the Flint Hills Mall on August 11th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and we would love to see you there to help donate either blood or Power Red.
Good deal. Jax, thanks much, man. We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a nice one.
Yeah, Jax Cole with Emporia High School Student Council, their blood drive 1 week from today, which is August 11th out at the Flint Hills Mall. Our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, or we should mention tomorrow, we'll stick with USD 253 as Community Relations Director Lindell Langren will be in talking about dates for school open houses, Jumpstart, and the first official day of class for USD 253.
We're 2 weeks out.
Here we are, Chuck. Yeah, it is... It is game on time. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It's 8:31. Now the headlines from ABC.
Make sure you take in this year's Lyon County Fair. The fair always offers great family fun with merchant booths, 4-H exhibits, animals, grandstand events, and of course the carnival. The following merchants encourage you to enjoy this year's fair, July 22nd through August 9th. John Muckenthaler of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. If you're in need of great customer service with your next real estate transaction, contact John Muckenthaler at 620-794-3134. First Choice Plumbing, proud supporters of the Lyon County Fair. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. The Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker. Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking fair participants from the experts at